have questions.
Yeah.
On line 129.
On page, no.
Page 283. The sentence actually is on 128.
Okay. Ein brera bayamim ele?
I'm sorry.
Starting with ein brera bayamim ele?
Ani levin shehi.
Etzlechem tefillah.
She'omrim lichvod. Lichabed.
Betach. Omrim lichvod.
To honor the dead.
Lichvod in honor of.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a verb.
It has the same root. Yes. Lichabed is to respect or to honor. And lichvod, lichvod, lichvod ha-makabim, lichvod ha-shabbat, lichvod.
So here it is.
In honor of, lichvod is in honor of, because kavod is a noun, means honor or respect.
Well, so, wait, is it not, couldn't it be an infinitive here, or it's not?
No.
She'omrim?
Because kavad is not in past tense. Ah, okay,
no,
let's put it this way.
Kavad. No.
To honor is in PL.
Okay,
kavad
so
in pa'al is God heavy. Yeah. Right? It's a stative verb.
Okay.
Right? Kaved, kveda is a stative
so
verb.
So if honor in pa'al, then I would be right. Okay, got it.
And it would, if it would be the infinitive, it would be lichbod. Right? This is where your morphology comes in. You know how you say likpots.
Well, it is lichbod here.
Lichvod with a V. Here, hold on. If it's pa'al, infinitive is... Pa'al infinitive is lich...
Oh, okay, yes. Lich...
Pots.
Right.
If it was from kaved, because that is, right, stative verb, that's the participle, past tense would be kavad, he got heavy. This is heavy, so lichbod, right? It would need to have this. If you go to pl, this is where your knowledge is going to help you in cracking down meanings, in predicting what it might be. In pl, lecha
okay.
And this is the gesh forte.
Right?
So they could have chosen that word there. That would have worked.
Lechabed et hamet. But lechabed, it's not really direct after.
Okay, but
lechabed kabed et avicha. How will you remember Ten Commandments? Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. It's the direct object. Right? Now, lechabed, and from this is a noun. The noun, kavod. So, you know what? I was debating which exercise Xerox to learn the noun system. I'm really debating. I'm going to do both, and you will have to just swallow it. I'll have to do both. Because I think that after doing that specific exercise, it will clarify things. It really is taking you to level Hebrew 5-6. Mm-hmm. Okay? So kavod is a noun from the same root, with the meaning of respect and honor. It comes from heavy.
Yeah.
When I just have to make sure everything is okay. Forgive me.